Hello?
How are you?
A little bit shaky this morning. My team is acting up on me. Hope you're well.
I'm doing fine. I'm so sorry. I thought you'd have some warm weather down there.
We have beautiful weather. I don't know what happened to it.
Uh-huh. Well,
the weather's just great.
I won't keep you long. I just wanted to tell you that we're still wrestling with this very difficult subject, and it gets worse every day. Our friend that I have to rely on a good deal, Abrams, tells me that he only needs 2 hours' notice. That from a political and military standpoint, he would recommend this. That he thinks that it is desirable. The thing would be this in short, not much change since you heard about it, but we would take our action, and at the moment we said the next day we'd have meetings. They come back, say, a week later. We've told them that in no case would we go longer than 2 or 3 days. They still insist on a week in between the time we act and they act. They imply they want to get folks, they don't want to look like a condition, and they want to get folks in from that are located down in the Delta and the NLF crowd, and that's their assumption. I've said, okay, you take the next week to get them in, and then we'll take our action. But we're hung up on that now, and my guess is that they will start leaking on account of the dovishness of the folks that we have to deal with, the Soviets in the middle of it, and all the papers in the middle of it. And my judgment is they'll start putting it on me that I've had 7 days, and I wouldn't act on the 7 day one. I've turned it down. I have turned it down as of this moment and said to them that we'll do it in a day or 2 days or 3 days, but we're not going to sit there on our fanny and let you tear down the Saigon government by waiting 7 days and letting the people think that we've sold them out. You've got to act pretty soon to show that you're sitting down with the GVN. Now, we are giving our man out there instructions that he has authority to act on his own to respond to violations of the DMZ. Yes, he doesn't have to clear it, he can just respond. We're telling them, they're not agreeing that they will do anything on the DMZ or the cities. We're just telling them if they do, we'll respond, and they know what they're getting into. Now the danger of that is they may...